certainly does. And then we'll come back and decide.
Alright,
well,
that will be fun.
Point of order, why did that apply to the first substitute amendment and not this one?
Because he didn't bring it up. It wasn't brought up.
Maybe the rules as we go along.
Alright.
It applies to both. You have to be consistent.
Yeah, we should be consistent. But the loser's sponsor is our guy.
An apology to Ben and Fire as a group also is not
because there's no specific named individuals. So that also happens from what Jane Brennan is saying. But I agree that it is more meaningful to name an internship training program under Michael Taylor's name than a mere apology as lip service, and that I agree it also creates public relations problems if listeners hear that on the air and they don't have the whole story. I appreciate Leslie's efforts in this. It's very important what she's doing. And I think that if we approve Dave Ailes' substitute motion, there will be a much more meaningful action to a nationally recognized national minority and encourages us, Chicano Mexicanos, under the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, Article 27 of the Civil and Political Rights of Oppressed Nations. When one or brother national minority gets recognized like this, it does send a message to us that KCSK is listening to national minorities, as I feel that it is not doing sufficiently the Chicano and Chicano community. Thank you.
Very good. 2 seconds.
Our next step is going to be the listener response.
All right. I don't know if I'll get the chance to talk about anything else. I will wait and hope that I'm going to this. I believe that an apology should be made, or an intention to make an apology is to be announced. I like the idea of history being used to learn from it. And regardless of the precise technical language, I think something should go out soon to this board to say we are willing to address this issue, and then you can start bringing the people, start working on the committee, and start making it more formal. But I think it would be very important at the beginning of this, at the beginning of something new, to say something to me. This is not what
you're saying. If people who are conducting private conversations just go to the parking lot area, it's kind of difficult to focus. I'm sorry, go ahead, right ahead.
That's okay. And then I was going to say that there's some other name going as Liz. There are people who happen to have their program left off. And I think they need that Tom Nixon and John Deanna Davis, they need to be added to that list. But I don't know if I'm going to have a chance to speak later. I hope I do. So I just want to say, I think, technically speaking, something should be said now before you hold on to details. That will open up anybody to come in and start forming a committee to work on it. And then you can work on the details later. But first, say something specific, probably to yourself. And then address it as history. Learn from your mistakes. If you don't actually acknowledge your mistakes, you just lose that chance to learn. And it is the same as when you're on youth and you recognize that mistakes are made in the past. You are not one of those who keep them, and you're willing to learn and how you can change. And I think that's the spirit to open up today.
Moe and Jen, could you guys maybe move your conversation out? Jen, it's a little distracting. Could you guys move your thing?
Next.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I tell you, I get very frustrated with the process, and I respectfully disagree with Lewis. Lewis said, but in that that's here in regards to surrendering our public comment time. As long as there's motions on the agenda, I'm not willing to do that. Okay, that's the policy, and I want to hold you to that. Okay. Now, we have a cultural problem, and I'm talking about the AKP culture. This whole entrenchment of programs not within a shared time. Okay? That's where the problem lies. That's one of the reasons it's banned and fired. One of the reasons it's banned and fired because they got banned out of their time and they got fired. Okay, because of their perspectives. And it seems like it's okay for others to have a whole bunch of airtime on the air. And it's also okay for others to make announcements about the town hall meeting on the air. When even some of the participants that have been actively involved in the ad hoc committee have not even been offered the opportunity to make an on-air spot for the town. So this is the kind of culture that I'm talking about. It's a real cultural problem, and you know, I support both David and Leslie's motions because at least they speak to something to try to stem this problem that we have. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, you really need to look at de-stripping the program. You really need to strip it all the way down. We really need to take a serious look as to, you know, why people need to share more time and maybe do some more producing and more engineering. That's what you really need to do. That's the way you go right to the root of this cultural problem that you have. because people get addicted to airtime. People get addicted to being on the air. And then they ban other listeners from even participating on air. Okay? And then because they have a certain perspective and a certain rap and a certain consensus, and that's why they want to present to everybody else.
Time.
At the risk of censoring everybody else. So, you know, is that to deal with the strip of the program? Get rid of the strip.
You know,
you're my brother, and I agree with you a lot.
Yeah, we have to. We do it for you, we have to do it for everybody.
That's fine. Thank you.
They have to
you guys get to talk forever. And then you keep talking forever, and you get nowhere.
It's not fair for Puerto Rico to be enslaved by us either.
Okay.
We're great to have you. Is there any other listener sponsor who wants to speak? Now would be the time. Any other listener sponsor? I'm not cutting you off. But the policy is we get 15 minutes, and if there are none who have not spoken who want to speak, as long as we keep within our 15 minutes,
we still have 6 minutes.
I want to second everything that Warren just said about stripping the programming. In particular, it's bad for the elections that we just had, and the ones we had before, and the ones we have in the future, because whoever has the most airtime is able to organize the most political constituencies to get out and vote for the people that their clique knows who they want in. And that's what we've got here for the nomination of this board by the purser. And I think everybody knows that we are talking about Somali having 5 hours to be. And we really need to have other people have 1 hour here, 1 hour here, 1 hour here, so we collective around those hours instead of paying people to get airtime when airtime should be payment for volunteers.
Okay, now before you speak, Louis, is there anyone who has not spoken who wants to use these 2 minutes? And then we'll go to Louise if no one is. There's no one else who wants to speak. All right, Louise.
Well, I guess I want to triple Tracy's and Charles' comments about the. What I wanted to say is that I did sign up to announce the town hall forum coming up. I never received a call. So I want to second Lauren's statement about that. As a people of color, we strongly feel rejected by the power structure that exists at this station. And we need to call a spade a spade. Thank you.
Okay, now is there... Now, one moment. Is there how much time for a public comment?
You've got 5 more minutes.
I'm going to rule that we're going to use the 6 minutes for public comment. Go ahead.
I just want to take 1 minute. It's kind of very clever. It's a very clever thing to do for others to be insert statements from listeners into the motion. And that's been the very first time I ever seen that. I think John Martinez's statement was appropriate. But all this other stuff, having public comment brought into the motion, that's the first time I ever saw you allow that. You know, it's kind of, well, it's not kind of strange, I mean, because these are the kind of things that happen. But it's kind of ironic that you would allow that, as anybody that has a strong motion could insert statements into it. You just said precedent, so now, that's something that I'm going to take you up on. And I'm going to do that because you said precedent.
You're more than welcome. Okay, how much more time for public comment?
3 minutes.
You're not public.
And we go, but we have time to respond.
We're not responding. Is there any member of the public who wants to speak who has not spoken yet? All right, Louise.
I just want to say that there's more than one way to apologize. Lip service apology is totally unacceptable. An internship program is a real thing to do.
Lip service.
A mere apology over the air. Okay, the internship program is much more helpful.
public comment. Now we're going to return to agenda item 5. The board votes. We're limited now to 2 pro and 2 con if those are necessary. Okay, there's a point of order from Harrison before we move ahead. Yes, go ahead.
You know, I've had old business since May, which is in danger of being forgotten once again.
Right. I do want to point out to Harrison that the vote by the body not to extend the agenda item was a vote of the body. I want to make clear it was not a ruling by the chair. The body voted not to extend the agenda item, which does, I agree, eliminate consideration of your
I did not say that I felt that that did not.
Yeah, okay. Now, what we want to do...
You may rule that that is, in fact, what it is.
Okay,
that
now, sure.
Yes, go ahead.
I wonder if, when we did the acquisition policy, if we could just see if we could get a consent
I have found that there's nothing to test for. Okay, well, that would have to be. Yeah, okay, no, wait a moment. Just so people are clear, that would have to be done by the board as a body with a vote. Is there another point of information before we go ahead?
Well, it's related to this particular agenda item, and I'm not quite sure what.
Okay, now here's where we are. Let me explain where we are. We're coming back to look now on a vote as to whether or not Adelson's number 2 will replace Leslie Radford's main motion.
And Representative Von Rosa Radford, please
read it.
No, I can imagine.
Okay, I will. And for Niall and others who came late and have been out of the country.
Well, we don't have it in writing either.
Well, okay, but Niall, we're going to try to accommodate you by rereading it. Niall has this, but she needs a copy of Leslie.
I'll need this back. Yes, sorry. I handed out copies last time. And
one moment. I'm going to ask people to just kind of settle down a little bit, and then I'm going to recognize people.
No.
It's very, very difficult. It's very difficult because everyone is getting a little nervous. It is confusing. So let me see if I can explain it. And Leslie and David Adelson should tell me if I'm right. Right now, we're going to move to a vote as to whether or not Adelson number 2 will replace Leslie Radford's main motion number 2. We're going to see if it's going to replace. Based on what we've heard and so on, we need to make that. So, that is absolutely right. That is right. That's right. Okay, but now before we go ahead, do you still have a question of what we're doing, Mark?
No, mine is not a question about what we're doing. It's not a question.
You said you were confused. I thought that you said that you... Okay, well, tell us what the problem is.
No, I'm wondering if we have any room at all to say anything to what was raised by the listeners.
Yes. No, we do have.
When?
Okay, let me explain. If you look at agenda item number 5, let's look at agenda item number 5. After we have public comment, we're limited because of a motion that this board passed. We're now limited to 2 pro and 2 con. The motivation for that is that we didn't want to listen to public comment. Well, okay, I'm just explaining. Just listen so we don't have this confusion going. So at this point, we will not take time for all of us to respond to comments by the public. All we'll do is take 2 pro and 2 con, and they can respond. Now that's board rule. So we're going to, well, we haven't decided, we'll have to recognize the speakers. All right. So now there appears to be the need, and Margaret will come to you. There appears to be the need for people to speak on this. So because we're limited to 2 pro and 2 con, we're now looking at whether Adelson's number 2 is going to replace Leslie's number 2. I'd be glad to take a comment. It will be one of the 4 for or against that?
It's not about that. And I'm feeling a little frustrated because as a board member, I have not been part of this whole history. I don't know who the band is fired off, for example. I don't know what, and it relates to what I said earlier. I don't know that I'm sufficiently informed to, you know what I mean, the way it's set up is two for and two against. But I think that a number of the comments made by the listener sponsors are a concern, and I do recognize tokenism, and I'm opposed to tokenism. So although I have to remove myself because I don't know enough about the situation, I would hope that as we move forward, that we move forward in a way that offers something concrete in terms of looking at the grid, that we not get into any kind of token effort. But I'm also very nervous about this plumping everybody under ban and fire, because there are people like myself, I'm not a listener out there, I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm sure there are a lot of other people out there who don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
So somehow something needs to happen to inform people so that we are in a situation, you know, where we're, you know, in being a token one way or the other. That's really all I wanted to say, to let the listeners sponsors know that there are a lot of other people out there who are like myself in this situation. I think we have to move forward with care on this. And I don't know if everybody on this board knows who we're talking about.
I agree.
First of all,
I'm actually going to recognize the Secretary's point of personal privilege.
I'm only going to go far as a member of the board. As another individual who on this particular issue is not in a position to speak for or against, I would like to give a short comment other the way that another member has just done.
Okay, I'm going to let the body decide.
Yeah.
I will tell. The body has to decide. The only way agendas get resolved and are dealt with is to adhere to policies that the board has actually voted. And we voted that after public comment, in order not to open up a whole new 45-minute discussion, which we had before public comment, we said that after public comment, we would discipline ourselves if we needed to do the discussion before a vote to limit to 2-4 and 2-against.
I move to hear from Terrence to see if we're banned and fired.
Okay, so the body.
I think it's banned and fired.
Are you fired?
Just a moment. So I'm going to do this kind of informally. Okay, I'm going to do this informally. Come before a board. You can't handle highly complex issues in a simple way. That's what we're facing, and that's the frustration. Let's get a sense of the board. How many want to adhere to the rule, two pro and two con, and go to vote? Raise your cards. If you want to adhere to the board rule, two
one
vote.
One,
two,
one,
two, four.
And I think that others called.
What about neither one?
Well, we, yeah, okay. Now you're voting just a sense of the body, because I need your direction here. Okay. How many want to adhere to the agenda and go 2-4 and 2-against and go to a vote? Raise your card.
We just voted on that.
One,
yeah.
He just called a revote. One, two, three, four, five, six. Is that up or down from the vote? Seven, eight.
How many want a more open, continued debate and discussion over the issues? Raise your card.
Okay.
Wait, let me try to get out of this. It will be helpful if people will understand that each of us. Okay, so I'm going to rule that we can only take two pro or two con and we go to a vote. How many, who is speaking for substituting Eagleson's number two for Radford's number two? Who is speaking for that? Anyone? All right, you have 2 minutes.
I think it's really clear that a whole lot of people here have said that what we need to do is to examine the history of what has happened. We need to discuss it. We need to educate people who were not conversant with that history. And we need to think about how what we can do to make sure that it doesn't happen again. To be frank, I think Gabe's motion comes closer to doing that, but I'm not entirely satisfied with anything that we've considered so far. I think that Eva's comment that the program council needs to be included in some fashion is correct. I think that some kind of programming needs to be considered and developed in this area. And that's all that's important.
Okay, is there someone speaking con against Niles?
I'm speaking con against both of them. And the reason I am is because I feel that as a listener, and that's primarily what I am, I wouldn't understand what all this apology would be about. I don't understand. I don't necessarily want to know the whole story. And I think that probably 99% of the listeners will not know this history, whatever it is. Certainly all the listeners that I know wouldn't know what this history is about. And I want to support what Ava said. I don't see it as a really positive thing for the station. I see it as kind of putting your dirty laundry out there. Instead of, you know, moving forward, giving good programs, starting internship programs, opening the airways up for more people of color, and by giving a simple apology, it's just going to make people confused because they won't know the history.
All right. Is there someone voting yes? Go ahead, Jane.
I'm going to speak before David only because David is preceding, it has taken precedence over Leslie. I actually prefer, look, here's what I think. I understand what you're saying, I understand what people are saying, like Margaret, but it isn't tokenism. It isn't tokenism. It is time that we're not listening just to listeners. I'm so tired of the whiteness of white. There's got to be a time where we stand up and talk about the community. There's got to be a time when people have got to say, I am sorry. You were banned and fired because of your color. And that is a fact. And if the listeners don't know that, then they should be taught that. This is just such a hot thing that has to be taken care of. It is true. And I don't care. The station ultimately will not look bad. The station has to stand for something. And, I mean, we're all for saying, well, KPFKA doesn't have to stand for this or this or this because we're all about community. But when it comes to putting ourselves on the line, we back off. These people were banned and fired because they were people of color. And it's that simple.
All right, Terry is speaking con.
The fatal flaw in both the original motion and substitute and several other motions that have come before this body is that we have governance telling management what to say over the air. That is not the typical way.
That's four. That's two pro and two con.
And we're out of time.
And we're out of time, which means we go to a vote. These are board rules. The vote is whether or not the Adelson number two replaces Radford number two. Now, Niall has been out of the country, and she's also, you know, do you have a copy of, did you get it?
Yes, I've read both of them now.
Yeah, you've read both.
Point of doesn't make it a very...
Okay, all right, the chair will recognize this rule.
They're pretty good.
Am I correct in saying that this number, David's number two, you're number one, actually, the other way around?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think it's confusing, but... numbers, unfortunately, have been transposed.
Yeah, okay.
You remember Leslie's statement.
Yeah, that's right. The substance is naming the building, apologizing. Those are the two.
Can we vote?
Yes, those in favor of substituting.
Have the roll call.
We could have. Yes, the roll call. If you vote yes, you're substituting. Adelson's number two. And if you vote no.
Can you start at the end of the list for change?
The secretary will call the roll.
That works.
Harrison Wild.
No.
Donna Warren.
No.
Fernando Velasquez.
No.
Madeline Schwab.
Yes.
I should be repeating. Yes. Julie Rodriguez is not here. Leslie Radford.
No.
No. Marcus Prescott.
Abstain.
Abstain. Ed Pearl.
Abstain.
Abstain. Alan Minsky.
Not abstain.
Abstain. Sonali Kalhaskar.
Yes.
Yes. Jane Halloran.
No.
No. Terry Goodman. Yes. Jan Goodman.
No.
No. Jeremy Black.
Yes.
Yes. Bill Gallego.
No.
No. Israel Boyer.
No.
No. Now, El Verdani.
Abstain.
Abstain. Jim DiGenio.
No.
No. Maria Armunia.
Thank you. I am still.
I'll be back to you.
Yeah.
Dan Adelson. Yes. Yes. Greg Aaron.
Epstein.
Epstein. Maria Armudia.
I've got a choice.
Epstein. Epstein. Okay. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, no. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, abstain.
So what is that?
Alienated and disenfranchised communities of listeners,
And whereas Michael Taylor's banning and subsequent final death have come to symbolize this period of aberration of the Pacific mission. Therefore, it is resolved that the KPFA local station board apologizes to those who were banned and fired in opposition to the mission, and to those listeners who were thereby alienated from KPFK, and that the KPFA local station board asks all those who were harmed by these practices to forgive KPFK, and that the KPFK local station board assures its listeners that it will oppose such practices in the future, and that the KPFK local station board will make every reasonable effort to remedy the past with efforts to provide programming for listeners disenfranchised by these events, and that the following statement will be read on the air twice a month during drive time broadcasts for 1 year, and be made available to other programmers and producers to air as they wish. The KPFK local station board apologizes to those programmers and producers who were banned and fired during prior management in opposition to the mission. And we apologize to those listeners who were alienated from KPFK by these actions. The KPFK local station board assures its listeners that it will oppose such practices in the future and will make every reasonable effort to remedy the past by providing programming for listeners disenfranchised by these events. We ask our listeners and those who were our listeners to keep us vigilant and work with KPFK to help us make amends.
I would like to formally object to going to a vote as this has not been discussed in any form today.
You ain't kidding.
Point of order.
Point of order.
Yes. An objection to going to the vote doesn't help us with anything. You got to make a motion to extend the day to table until time certain.
He has just ruled against me. I'm objecting to his ruling.
We already voted against extending time. Motion to table.
This is the.
The same board?
The one.
That might be good.
The same board. It's a LSD. LSD.
So your motion is to table until the next meeting. Am I correct?
Yeah, fire first.
All right.
Okay.
Just about now. Substitute motions. Now Leslie is saying two pro and two con
on the main motion, now that it's ready to be voted on. There's a lot of logic to that. Because the two pro and two con were not on the main motion, but on whether to substitute. So before I have two parliamentarians looking at the book, I'm thinking in terms of allowing two pro and two con now on the final versions that are before us.
There's a motion to table on the floor.
Yeah, that's right.
The legitimacy of that.
It must be seconded, but if it's seconded, it's
secondary.
May I explain what's going on? If the previous question has been called, it's still in order.
No, that's not the issue. The issue is that the question has been put. The issue is complicated by the fact that questions are supposed to be put by the chair of the secretary.
We're going to resolve the motion to table. I think we're going to resolve that motion to table because the body speaks. The body will speak with that.
Page 204, laying the pending questions on the table after debate is closed. If debate has been closed by ordering the previous question or by expiration of the time to which debate was limited, then up until the moment of taking the last vote under the order, the question still before the assembly can be laid on the table.
All right, then the motion to table is in order at this point. That is what I wasn't sure of when we at the point. Let's resolve that. It's been moved and seconded. The body should speak. Those in favor of tabling this issue to the next meeting, please raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wait, another one just went up.
Let's recount here, everybody.
All right, what's the question again?
Okay, so those in favor of tabling this issue to the next meeting,
one,
raise your cards.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Those opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Bill, you want to vote or not?
Hold it. Well, for Colleen, let's call her as well.
All right. Bill. Yes or no? You want to take it or not? What?
Abstain.
You can abstain.
No.
This is no?
No on tabling, yes.
Yes.
You want to table it or not?
All right. Those opposed to tabling this issue, raise your cards. No. We need a count.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
That's
four,
opposed?
5.
Opposed to
tabling.
Yes.
6.
Opposed to tabling.
Okay. And what is the count of the votes?
8 to 6.
And this is a majority. We have this is a majority. This issue. All right, the body has tabled this issue until the next meeting. I will confer with the body about how to handle this on the next agenda.
Can I propose that we go back to the room now and figure out how much more time?
That is right. Okay, you know what? I'm going to immediately move to the agenda item that I'm going to ask Madeline to facilitate. Before we spend any time on anything else, it is agenda item 6. I don't know what her name is, but it's actually the KPFA LLC Town Hall meeting.
Don't we have to move the agenda to where it's supposed to be right now?
Okay.
9:42.
My friend's not here. Let me do this. Let me get this agenda item going, and then I'm going to go check with our staff people here. I'm going to call on Madeline to discuss the Town Hall meeting this Saturday.
Can I just have a point of clarification of what happens to my item? Is this going to be
okay? Let me explain.
I understand what happened.
Okay.
I just want to know what is going to happen.
Okay, I'll tell you what I want to know.
Very specifically,
yes.
My motion going to be
yes.
Business.
Yes. No. This is what's happening, what we're calling the body voted not to extend time for the agenda item, there was no time to deal with it. The body said they did not want to extend time. But under this motion to table, his motion is also tabled. So it could come back.
No, point of order.
Okay, let's go to David to make this agreement.
That motion was tabled a specific thing it addressed. Pat Harrison is correct. His item remains old business until we dispense with it. So it's part of old business in the order which it came up. And the next board meeting, the next meeting of the board, after it should be in its old business.
Okay, so that when we're tabling, we didn't table the whole agenda.
I
didn't
table one.
Just that motion.
Okay, I got another question. Did we vote on the other half?
No.
No. Okay, and Sherry's going to call on Madeline Bear. Where is Madeline? Where's Madeline? We have this town hall meeting on Saturday.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we
need to
vote on the first half.
There were two halves of Leslie's motion. Did we dispense with both?
Yes.
No.
No.
The motion to table was on the first portion that was read.
And what about the second portion?
We're still waiting to vote on it.
So we need to do that.
Yeah. I thought we stopped tabling.
Maybe I misunderstood the main motion. I thought it was a motion to table the issue.
Dan, what did you vote to table?
No, it wasn't.
May I ask,
Well, my motion to table was to table the whole thing. But, you know, it goes as to what people understood.
Normally, only one item is on the board.
I didn't understand that. It was
great. Okay, all right.
Okay.
We tabled both.
The timekeeper. Mr. Chair.
Okay, because denial of correspondence. So, you know, we have agreement, I think, on the fact that we need to empower this internship program.
Let me explain.
Mr. Chair, as timekeeper, this has got to be personal privilege or something, because I want to know what time we're supposed to be getting out of here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go check with the staff here. But before we talk about when we're ending this meeting, I believe I misunderstood Jan's motion to table, and I actually dealt with both 1 and 2 under that motion to table. But basically, it's the only table the item that we were talking about.
Okay, well, I'm making a motion to table the other just move up along. You can vote up or down on it and move along.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Maria, is there a second to that?
Notice of the local
Or let's get clarity on the wording. David,
I withdraw.
Notice of. That's my amendment. Notice of. Okay, we got it. Can we vote?
Yes.
Can I get consensus?
Well, let's go to a vote. Those in favor of his motion, raise your cards.
Sounds good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Opposed?
None that I can see.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is good. This is very good. Madeline, would you please deal with this very important
thing? You're going to take this.
So I will not be able to
get the TV on my
Not too fun.
Yeah, and
interested in grade T. And I have, and you all know when it is, where it is. I have the sign-up list. My apologies to Louise and Margo. The on-air promo shouldn't have gone into the listener, so it was for the local station board. So this one, you know, in the future, it would be nice to have different voices on the air. But my apologies, Louise, I didn't have your phone number. Louise, I didn't have your phone number, so I couldn't do it. Anyway, so please sign up, everyone, to fill lines. And where help is still needed, I'm going to circulate this to the rest of the meeting. And unless anyone else wants, or I think you saw the time, wants to say something.
Yeah. You know, the town hall, I just want to say that the town, the ad hoc committee of the town hall has been a pleasure to work with. In spite of our disagreements, we don't take them there. We've been able to move forward and move on. So what I'm trying to say as a caveat, that's a really good reason, Bill Gallegos and everybody else, to have listeners on committees, because we can get stuff done. Just like we're proving here with the town hall. You let listeners on committees, give them full participation rights, and we can get stuff done. The stuff that has been gridlocked here for so long, we can get it done. Just encourage listeners to come on committees, make an announcement for volunteers, and that's how you get it. Terry, you know, you've been out front with that, you want talented people, then there are talented listeners. You just have to let them on these committees. Voting, let them participate.
Here, here.
Voting, here, here. Participation.
Okay, is there anything else now from
I'd like to be a person that waived the talent quotient instead. Josh comes up.
That
waived the talent quotient. Who has the talent to be able to do it?
Oh.
That was a joke. That was a change of.
Okay. It's over.
Mark, can I just say three words?
I'll have to.
Can I just say three words?
Number one.
I think that people should know, in addition to myself, who the other moderators are, because that has not, as far as I've heard, been included in the publicity. And the other question I have is that on the email about the question of Metcha, because I've gotten a few emails where Metcha was not mentioned. That was something that was agreed.
When Donna did that body card about the town hall, she didn't mention
incorrectly, but I did.
The host.
Yeah.
Okay. My credit card is on the